Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Marion County Emergency Management Coordinator Jeff Anderson about Marion County Public Safety Night Out. Marion County Public Safety Night coming up. It's that time of the year again. Tell us a little bit about what Marion County residents should expect and how they can help out, kind of honor our first responders in Marion County safety during that night out.
Andrew, as you remember, last year we did our first ever public safety night on the square in Knoxville and had a great, absolutely great turnout. We went to work right after that one last year, trying to find ways to make this one even better. So we decided on September 11th this year because we thought what a great way to honor, you know, all public safety emergency responders across the U.S., but especially here in Marion County. And it worked with the schedules, not posing a conflict with nationals this year. So September 11th on the square in Knoxville, we'll start serving food at right about 6 o'clock or maybe closer to 5:30, between 5:30 and 6. And we'll have all kinds of equipment on display, hoping to have some public works equipment there this year because they're first responders as well. And again, just looking for the public to come on out, interact with those folks, express their thanks for what, you know, what these responders do 24/7, 365 in our communities to make our communities that much better. And just come out and ask questions and enjoy an evening on the square in Knoxville with your public safety folks.
What did you think of last year's event and the support that you received? I know you mentioned that it meant a lot. What did last year, I guess, mean for you in the long run?
I was hoping that we could put on a good event last year, being the first one. It became clear in about the first half an hour that the event was going to exceed our expectations. And the amount of positive comments that we got, that this was a step in the right direction, this was a good event that needed to be continued, pretty much made it an easy decision for our group to, when it came to decide whether to do it again, you know, in future years. So now we're looking at, you know, how to best do it and make it better. And as always, we're open to comments from the public on ways that we could make it better. But we're just really hoping to have create an event in the community where the community and the public safety responders can interact, where nobody's having a bad day. Because all too often, you know, the only time a lot of folks see our emergency responders is when they're having a bad day. So this is a great opportunity to come out and have a family-friendly event and just interact with those folks and find, you know, trade information with them. Find out, you know, how many hours does your typical volunteer spend? And the public safety folks can talk to the public about their departments. It can be good or bad, budget-wise. Can be good or bad as far as how they're doing with the numbers of volunteers. It's just a great opportunity for them to interact with each other and find out more about the needs that they might have in their respective community.
Talk about the coordination between the different emergency departments and first responder departments in the county, because it seems like, you know, everybody's on the same page for the most part, and just having a night like this is also can be a fun night for them to get together as well.
Yeah, it's the camaraderie that exists amongst those folks is, you know, just off the charts, and can just continues to get better. Been around here for now 10.5 years, and it was pretty good when I got here, but it has gotten even better since then. There's just that common bond that they're here to try and make our communities better. A lot of them are volunteering their time to make our communities better. Somebody's having a medical emergency, that can be one of the worst days of their life. And these folks are dedicated and volunteer to try and make that bad day better.
What does it mean to you to see the community support, and what do you think it means for the other first responder agencies?
It means a lot to me, and I know it means a lot to our first responders. And I hope it means a lot to the general public, because I've said it before, but if you can imagine, just step back in your mind, step back and think about what our communities would be like if every building that caught on fire was on fire until it burned itself out, and medical emergencies just went until they fixed themselves one way or another. And more often than not, that's not going to be in a good way. Without those folks providing those services in our communities, I can't even imagine what our communities would be like as far as our way of life, as far as our civility, and not very appealing to me to think about what our lives would be like on a daily basis.
Thanks to Jeff Anderson for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.